We continue learning Ravina Yoina's Shari Tshuva. We're holding on page 613 in the article edition. And Ravina Yoina continues with a fifth category of someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Says Ravina Yoina, Chelech Hamishi is what? Navlos HaPeh. Nivala. Indecency. One's words, which are filthy. Amar Rabbi Yosenu quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kol menavales biv, anyone who gages in nivala, indecent speech. Afilu nigzorav gzartinu shel shimon shana l'tayva. It was decreed you should have 70 good years, incredible. Nebach halal ra will be turned around to misfortune. Vamar Yeshaya. Vamar Yeshaya teaches the Navi Yeshaya. Al kein abachur av l'yizbach Hashem. Over the youth, Hashem will not rejoice, as he say of, and over his orphans, as Lonosav Lirachim. He will not have mercy. Why will Hashem not have mercy? Kichulu chanev. Because they were hypocritical, umeiran, they were evil, v'chol peh, daiver nevala. And because their mouths spoke nevala, indecency, v'chol zais. And yet, despite all this, l'shavap avoid yadai netuya. Hashem's anger has not subsided and his hand is still outstretched. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, why is Nevala? Why is talking indecently so horrible? It's for this reason, the one who speaks this way is heavy with sin. He's loathsome. He's tainted. Ki azav. What's the reason? Because he's abandoned. He's left. He's walked away from the qualities of a yid, of busha and sneas, of bashfulness and modesty, shema midois, hayadois, lezera hakodesh, lezera hakodesh, the holy seed, klal Yisrael. What makes us yidin? What makes us yidin is the busha and the sneas, v'olach al shvili azos panim, and he went down a different road of brazenness, shehi midas. Hanavalim Haraim, which is the path of the terrible, indecent, and wicked. Vashenis. And the second reason why this is so terrible. Kichilal as Kodesh Yisrael. Because he has desecrated that which makes the Yidden holy, Shanamar. Vamarakam Chacham and Amman Agoy Godul Azah. The nation is wise and discerning. Zenagadar Chascholim and Amosim. But this person behaves in a manner of repulsive fools. Amruchakim Yidere Chaseicha, who's far from the path of the intellect, Shekulu Yafaf Noyim, which is entirely beautiful and pleasant. V'alo Ba'asham V'tal B'sachanasam. And through his smell, he's ascended, and the odor has risen up. Chochacham Enacham Shakis Yishakseinu V'sai V'taev. And all the wise and discerning find him disgusting. That someone who doesn't talk properly, he diminishes the stature of the Yidin in the eyes of the people of the world. And a third reason why Nevala is so terrible, a third reason why speaking indecently is horrible, is because by doing such, he desecrates and he's sullying the Kli HaSeichel, incredible term referring to our mouth. The power of speech is a kli, is the instrument of the seichel, of man's intellect. Shehu yakar mikol kli chemda. Such a utensil is more precious than any vessel in the world. Shenemar kli yakar sifsei das. What's the kli yakar? The sifsei das, the lips of wisdom. Sifsei das, the incredible name of the sefer of the prima gadam on the shach. The sifsei das, that's what makes a yid. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, when you speak with Nevala, you're tainting, you're sulling, you're a sifsei das. And now that's talking it. What about listening to it? What's the big deal? It's my ears. If you listen to Nevala, anshay gadol, terrible punishment. Why? Because you're not sealing your ears. And you're not separating yourself. Mitoch divrei Nevala. From words of the filth. V'alav ne'amar, and says, Mishlei Sashleim HaMelech, Shucha Muka Dipet Pizarois Zom Hashem, that engages in terrible speak, is hated. A strong Lashon by Hashem, Yipol Sham. All those that fall there. Rabbeinu Yoina teaching us the fifth level of Lashon Hara is not even necessarily the content of what one is saying, not the context, not the content, not the subject, but rather the words themselves, the indecency, the nevala, the destructive power of both the talking and the listening of such words.